107 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Lots to do this hour, and we want to talk to you as well at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, we have Rob Holbert joining us at 8:35. Wow, 25 years since the crash of the Sunset Limited. Their cover story on Lanyap, that's one of the stories we'll talk about with him coming up later on this hour. I do want to check in with my friend Lori Miles from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office and get an update. We were talking about the aftermath of Florence and Dr. Bill talking about the continuing flooding in the Carolinas this morning, and that's where the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, what do we call this, the chuck wagon, the mobile food kitchen? What's the correct term, Lori?
We just call it our food truck.
Or the food truck.
First responders food truck.
Okay, I was just trying to fancy it up. Okay, I mean, you've got to be that way.
Yeah.
The food truck is set up there in New Hanover County, that's the Wilmington area, right?
It is.
Hard hit. That is some of the hardest hit area of the whole storm.
Yeah, you've got a lot of their first responders, their deputies, still staying in the barracks. So that just tells you how bad it is, and there's no, a lot of them haven't even been home yet. Yesterday we tried to do a Facebook Live, but technology prevented us from doing so. Had a hard time trying to go live, so he did a video for me late last night, and I'll be posting that this morning. But, you know, they're busy. They are feeding all day long. We've got one sick. One of our crew members is sick, and so that puts us down to four, and that's hard when you're cooking all, you finish one meal, you start prepping for the next.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the stats, like how many meals y'all served over in Houston last year after Harvey. It was amazing amount, but thousands, right?
Yeah, and then they had, you know, a larger department, so they could even spare some people to come in and help cook, and that here, that's not happening because they've got so many people out trying to help, you know, the community. And so it's been busy. They're up at 4. They don't, you know, crash and get back in the bed until 11 or 12
okay.
that night. So.
And they've got to have, the, you know, at least some sustenance here, and it sure is nice to have a hot meal when they come through. So how many, I know the other day I was talking to Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, who had just finished a breakfast shift, and he said, you know, they had cooked some 400 orders or something like that.
Yeah, that's basically, I would say, according to what they told me last night, about 1,200 meals a day. Maybe a little more some days, a little less. But again, they have been so busy that I've barely spoken to them. I keep trying to call them, and they'll, you know, we can't connect, or they'll say, I'll call you later. We're so busy. And so we're doing our best to keep the public aware. We keep getting messages, what can people do, what can people do? I would urge people, if they want to give money, to go through the Red Cross. I think that's the safest. You know, we always think of them in catastrophes, and they have a fine-tuned system that they do down there. We have a great office here of Red Cross people. I just don't know what else, you know, to say. I would go through them, because there's, as far as I see right now, there's none of us going back up there right now.
Okay. Well, we will, yeah, and I'll talk, I got a note here from the Red Cross as well, as they're looking for blood in addition to, you know, the money to help out the recovery.
That's right.
There. Well, we'll watch the Facebook page over at Team Sheriff, and if there is anything comes up that we can do back here at home for our crew, the sheriff's deputies that are in New Hanover County, please let us know.
I will. Thanks for checking in.
Always. Lori Miles from the Mobile County Sheriff's Office and the food truck up there in New Hanover County, cooking those meals for the first responders. Yeah, mentioned this. Got a note from the Red Cross. The American Red Cross responding to Hurricane Florence, providing food and shelter and comfort to those affected individuals outside the affected areas that are urged by people to help by giving blood or platelets to care for patients in the storm's path and across the country. People can also help by making a financial donation to support relief efforts. They said nearly 200 Red Cross blood drives in the Southeast were canceled because of Florence. You know, they couldn't have that, you know, obviously during the storm, which resulted in more than 5,200 uncollected blood and platelet donations. A note here from Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President of the Red Cross Blood Services, said natural disasters like hurricanes can disrupt blood drives and prevent donors from giving, but hospital patients still depend on the life life-saving transfusions. There is an especially critical need for platelets to help cancer patients and the type O blood donations for ongoing patient care and emergencies. Every donation can be a lifeline for patients. Donors of all blood types are urged to help restore the patients across the country by making an appointment today to give blood or platelets. Appointments can be made by using the Blood Donor app. Who knew? Or by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 800-RED-CROSS. Financial donations are also needed to allow the Red Cross to provide disaster relief immediately. Help people cross the Hurricane Florence-affected areas by visiting redcross.org or calling 800-RED-CROSS or texting the word Florence to 90999 to make a $10 donation. Up-to-date information about how the Red Cross is responding to Hurricane Florence is available on their website, redcross.org. Locally, they have blood drives going on today from 8 this morning to 2:45 this afternoon at Mobile FS Josephson. That's at 35 North Sage Avenue. Also from 10 to 3 today at APM Terminals at Ezra Trice Boulevard. And more coming up tomorrow for Mobile at their office as well. We'll talk more about this in the days to come, but that's a way to help out.
And I like when you hear the name Red Cross because you know it's reputable. And yes. If you have any questions, you go through their pipeline, so to speak. So you're making sure you're giving to where it is you're.
Yeah, don't
you
get scammed.
That's right. And it's so sad that in these types of situations, there's always one or two who want to try to be funny and take advantage of people at sometimes their lowest of low points in their life. So, excellent opportunity. Do you know your blood type? Do you guys know your blood type?
I don't. I can tell you. I tell you why. So, the first blood drive I attended, mm-hmm. when I was a kid, and we were doing it through the FCA, and I had just gotten back from was in Africa for quite a period of time. This would have been the 80s, and you filled out the form. They said, right. "Have you been?" And then they asked some kind of explicit questions. I went, "No, I was there with my parents." I mean, I was like, "No," but I got at that point.
You got moved out of.
Yeah,
the
I got moved out of the list. Mm-hmm. So, and I guess I've done for travel over time the malaria treatments and all those things that. I do not know. I do not know. Dalton?
I'm not positive, but I think I'm O negative. That's right.
Oh, you're a wanted man.
You're
A positive.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. See, and somebody says on the text line, I wouldn't use nobody else's blood in my body.
Yeah.
If you were in a condition that it kept you alive.
Yeah. If you were unconscious and your family opted to keep you alive because you didn't have a DNR, bet you would.
There you go.
Do not resuscitate.
I would take livestock blood if it kept me alive.
There you go.
Nay.
I do when I have a steak. That's how I get my transfusions. 8:15, coming right back. It's never actually somebody's birthday until Luke Skywalker says it's somebody's birthday. 8:21, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. It is Dalton's birthday.
Yay,
happy birthday.
Dalton.
Thank you. That's my second favorite happy birthday song, right behind the Marilyn Monroe
Yeah, which
version.
Is pretty fantastic. We may get that one fired up today as well. 27.
27.
Oh,
27.
Joined the 27.
You and I talked about that during the news break. You're 27 club because of what? You say the 27 club?
Well, yeah. You know, the 27 club famous for... I was kind of saying it jokingly. Well, I was saying it jokingly.
Gallows
humor. The 27
humor.
Club. That's Gallows right. Because
humor.
Who was it? Janis Joplin, Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison. I think those are the four main members of the 27 club, right? That passed away at the age of 27. I guess gallows humor, a little bit of a joke there.
And then I said the 33 club was what I paid attention to. I remember when I turned 33 talking about that. Do I remember 33? Probably not. But I think I did. Because it at the most famous, most important, Jesus on the list at 33 years old.
Yep, of course.
Belushi and Farley.
Strange how that happened.
You know, and with those three.
And Kaufman.
Yeah,
Calhoun
yeah.
Kaufman was
35. Right. But there's a bunch of them on the 33 list as well. That is morbid, man.
Yeah.
It's very morbid.
I thought it was a funny joke initially. Now I'm kind of...
Now that you hear it out loud,
it wasn't. Yeah, right. But I do know that I'm getting older because my birthday gift... Yes.
Y'all listen to this. This is classic. This is truly.
So I've been in my home now, my house, for over a year, but I went ahead and this morning I'm having it power washed, my house. That's my birthday
party
gift
boy.
To
party boy.
Too much fun.
Yeah, we go. We're
alert
gonna make
the
it.
Police.
I'm gonna make it rain literally with pressure washing.
Literally.
Yes.
So when I get home and I see the perfectly clean vinyl siding to my home, yes. I will know that it's been a truly happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness. You know, where I'm from in Michigan, it used to be every year they'd give you a free car wash, right? And so when I could finally drive, I went there for my birthday. They said, we no longer do that.
Oh, no.
I was so angry. So I hope you have a very happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yes, with your birthday song.
Attached. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Luke.
Yes, it's never your birthday until Luke Skywalker, and I don't mean the rapper, not the Jedi, says it's your birthday.
Number one zodiac sign is Virgo, by the way.
Is it? Is
yeah,
it? That's it.
Right.
Of course, that's.
Dance moves included?
Everybody, you know, Luke makes a good song there because he includes every zodiac sign, yeah. Every possible birthday. He's making sure that he's not a. It's not a boutique song. It's a song for. It's a mass production song for birthdays out there. I do want to say something about last night. We're out for the Auburn Tiger radio show, mm-hmm. And we're out at the Crescent, Nexus
yes.
Theater, and brand new facility. There, brand new to me. You've been going for a while. You've been telling me, Sean, you got to see the Nexus. You got to see the Nexus. And I don't get out and see movies very much. I went in there last night. It's not often that I just stop down and do this, but I won't stop down and do this. What a place that
yeah.
is.
You know when you really like a movie or a TV show and you watch it alone, but you want to spread the word to mm-hmm. everyone, so you go, mm-hmm. and then you watch the TV show with them and you watch their reactions because you want them to like it as much as you. That's how I felt about bringing the FM Talk crew to
I saw your look
night.
At because when I walked in, you're like, Sean, look at this.
It's a great time, and I had actually never been in the upstairs sports bar where we were last
right.
night. I'd always gone into the cinema.
You'd
gone
straight
movies.
In to see the movie.
That's right. But they had like 14 massive TVs, lots of baseball on last night. I know we were watching the Yankees-Red Sox game as we were broadcasting the Auburn Tigers radio show.
Multitasking.
But it was a fantastic time, a great place to go watch some games, eat some food, drink some beverages.
Yes.
And on top of all that, I mean, it's a movie theater, and it has outstanding sound.
Yeah, two different theaters, plus the downstairs bar and the upstairs sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, y'all, it's like... Everything that's brand, everything is high tech.
Yeah.
With the tablets to order there, and the design in there, and the decor, and I mean, just everything is brand new, as brand new gets. It is really, really good. And I'm not, like I said, it's a joke. There was a running joke on the text line this morning about me not seeing movies. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. But I will go there. It is like the perfect date night. I was really, really impressed with that facility last night.
You know,
night,
Mama so. Sullivan's listening.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We can, and it's going to be, you know, it's good because we like kids. Sorry, you're not allowed in there. You're not allowed in there. We'd love to take you, but you're not allowed.
Well,
so.
I know the first film or the first event that she would probably like to see. I know they now
Predator.
Show college football games. Yes, Predator. But they broadcast the college football games on the cinema screens.
That's perfect for her.
And yeah. she is like I always say, the biggest football fan in the house. So
this weekend they've got Alabama, Texas A&M at 2:30 playing on the big screen, and then South Alabama playing Memphis later that night, 6 o'clock I think, maybe 7 o'clock. But
so if you hadn't heard of it, you need to Google it, and it's out off Cody Road. But if you been on the fence about wanting to go, have heard about it like I did, I'm going to go ahead and give you my two thumbs up on that. What really, really was impressed.
Yeah, and if you want to come check it out and see us, we'll be there every Wednesday night now for the Auburn Tigers radio show with Bo Megginson.
So y'all check it out. All right, 827 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, Rob Hulbert joins us. 25 years since the disaster there on Bio-Connaught and the crash of the Sunset Limited. That's their cover story. We'll talk about that with him coming up. And also want to add this to the mix. We'll talk about this more on this weekend's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Saturday, National Public Lands Day. To celebrate, America's National Parks are offering free admission all day on Saturday. But don't go to the Smokies to do that, because the Smokies, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, is always free admission.
Okay. You
because
don't wanna...
you know how much I love the Smokies. So I'm just saying, if you're looking to get a deal, the deals all the time, the Smokies, because it's a deal that was built by one of the governors of North Carolina and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We're in negotiation with the federal government. They said, there'll be no fee to get in the park if we let this happen, and that stuck. But most other national parks have an entrance fee, but Saturday they don't. People are encouraged to spend the day outdoors, giving back to the community, helping maintain trails, pick up trash, and more. According to the National Environmental Education Foundation, National Public Lands Day is the nation's largest single-day volunteer effort on public lands. This year, you can take a part in a volunteer work project or get a coupon to visit a park for free on a future date.
Oh.
So there you go. Enjoy our national parks, if that's your thing. And state parks. Let me add that to the mix. State parks are really... we have some great state parks in Alabama. And I've talked to you about this when I've done my, like, places you should go in Alabama.
Yes.
And I talk about... listen, there's obviously right here in our backyard, you're talking about what's going on at Gulf State Park. But to get away from here, see something different, they're coming down here. We ought to go north. Places like Cheehaw, the highest point in the state of Alabama, is fantastic.
Still haven't been there.
Little River Canyon, DeSoto State Park. Oh, y'all, forget about it. It is. You will be blown away. If you've never gone to Little River here in Alabama, you'll like, this is in Alabama.
You'll make for such a great virtual tour guide.
Oh, there's just cool places here at home that I talk about Cathedral Caverns and all that. That's not a state park, but it's still a wonder of the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a state park.
What do you think about this? Our friends who are listening, if they already have tickets somewhere or they have plans somewhere, why don't they FaceTime you?
Nobody wants to see my face.
No, listen, while they're there, they can ask you in real time, okay, we're here now. What do you recommend
we
do? Give me the scoop. Yeah.
You know,
Finley,
you make more work for me, you know?
I'm A positive. What do you think?
You're A positive. Positive something. Pain and...
you better watch yourself, sir.
I'm just saying, there are great... Yes, I will... Send me emails or a message on Twitter or something like that, and I'll detail some cool state park
getaways. I'm just highlighting what's great about you. That's what a friend does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. big thank you. All right. On the way, Rob Hulbert comes in here. We'll talk to him. Maybe I can defray some of this, and we'll get into a discussion of a couple things. Also, I want you to know, whether it be the fishing report, because I've already posted it up on our podcast page, or this show, or the midday show, or so many, I don't know, the 40 hours of live local programming we do a week. All those podcasts available through our website, fmtalk1065.com. You'll see the tab for podcast. You can download it right there and go onesie, twosie, you know, just buffet style, get those podcasts, or you can subscribe on places like iTunes or Stitcher and get them delivered to your phone. All right, 8:30, check in with Dr. Bill next.
Thank you, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive. Talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how are you doing, Dalton?
Hey, I'm doing great. Not a lot of people know this, but September actually a fantastic month to go out and buy a new vehicle.
It really is, and I hope a lot of people also know it's your birthday, Dalton. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, real quick and simple, if you're listening, the reason September is such a great month to buy a new vehicle, not just at McConnell, but a lot of dealerships, is because the new models, Dalton, start hitting. So what that means is we have a real problem at our place. We're like the Yukon capital of the South, for example. We sell so many, we earned them, and now we have too many 18s with 19 showing up. So it's a real simple dilemma, and what we're going to do is sell every Yukon, Dalton, that we have at either supplier price or employee price, and we're also going to give away a nice gift to somebody, because you're going to save $6,000-$8,000 compared to the normal best deal of the year. These are huge savings. Plus, we're going to give somebody either a $500 gas card or a Yeti cooler, kind of like a tailgater special. And Dalton, what this really means for people is every Z71 we have, every Acadia, and especially these Yukons, if you've been waiting for a time to buy, all you got to do is Google McConnell Automotive, check us out, because you're going to see savings better than our competitors, and we always do that, but just massive savings, Dalton. And if your dream vehicle is a Yukon, it is the time to act, and McConnell Automotive is definitely we think, the best price anywhere around Dalton.
That's some great stuff. Thank you, Mitch. Have a good day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Right, 838 FM Talk 106.5, and it has been, 25 years since the disaster on Bio-Kanad with the Sunset Limited crash. And two things. I mean, number one, time goes by, because I was doing this. I was in the radio business back then. I was in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa while I was in school there, but it was, I remember coming back down and reporting on it here for those audiences up there. And it is the cover story in this week's Lanyap. Joining us from Lanyap, our buddy Rob Holbert, to talk more about that. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well,
how are y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Happy birthday, y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Time marches on, man. I mean, I saw Kevin Lee's story.
I mean, it's hard to believe it's been that long. It'll be Saturday. Will be the actual 25th anniversary. And Kevin Lee did a story for us that is, I think it's one of the finest pieces he's written. He talked to a bunch of folks who were there, who were, passengers on the train, and it's just an amazing story.
Yeah, reading through it, I mean, the story of people, what they were doing that day, going to get on the train, whether they're getting on the train, the last person to board, all that kind of, I mean, it makes a hair stand up on the back of your neck.
It kind of does. I mean, I was reading it, editing it and looking at it, and I just kind of, there was a moment where I kind of got chills down my spine, and I thought, God, it's a pretty good story when you actually get chills reading it. And I'm just thinking about just the horror of these people, when these engines just fly off into the bayou, and the first one's just buried in mud. And they were going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, and what I like about the story, like you said, is that, a lot of people know the history. We can go back through what happened and barge hitting the bridge and those things. But this is the human element, right? It's not just the timeline from Wikipedia. These are real people's stories on that day.
Yeah, he talked to folks who were on the train, and people who talked about how they kicked windows out and helped people get out of the train and watched. There's one particular story of a couple who had adopted a handicapped girl, and they were pushing her up to get her out of the water as they drowned. Just things like that. And it's pretty, obviously it was a horrible, horrible accident. I was working over in Mississippi Press in Pascagoula at that time, and I was actually headed out the door to go cover it, and got called back in and said, we're just going to have the press register handle it. But it was one of those things where everybody was trying to send somebody out there to cover it.
Well, I tell you what, Kevin Lee did a great job. Tell him I said so as well, and people need to pick up the new copy of Lanyap. Y'all need to read this story. Also, let's talk some Housing Board. That has been something that Lanyap has led the charge on reporting on.
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving from a journalism standpoint, but it's a sad thing that we continue to have problems out there. We have two stories this week from Dale Leash that are both pretty interesting. Number one, the relatively new housing board director Anna Cola Popula is now in a pre-disciplinary hearing. Basically, it looks like he's on his way out. We don't really know why. There was apparently a pretty big run-in at one of the meetings recently. A lot of yelling and hollering at one another, but he is looking very much like he's on his way out. We also found out that he's currently involved in a lawsuit with his former employer in Atmore, and arguing over 1,706 hours of sick time he claims he's owed for over $108,000 worth.
Wow.
Of sick time he claims he's owed. Yeah. So we've got
wait. Yeah. The sick time over how many years?
I think he was there for about 16 years. It was a long time. It's in Lee County that he filed this. So it's it's a lot of money for sick leave. Yeah. So he's got that going on as well. So it's one of these things where, if you remember, they picked, we had the previous guy, Dwayne Vaughn, who was overseeing a lot of the troubles that were out there. he left, and then they tried to hire somebody, and at last minute pulled that one, and then they got Papua, and now it looks like he's gone. Now, on top of all that, they also had a situation where one of their top people were apparently just retired the other day, but was a victim of, have you ever heard this term, a spear phishing attack?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So spear phishing attack that basically led to them, that person sending $485,000 to Chinese hackers instead of a contractor.
Why do you think that this position, this housing board has been plagued with so many issues?
Well, I mean, you know, Kelly, the reality of it was that for many years, I think it was handled more or less as a political grab bag for the previous administration. I think that was how it was used quite a bit. And there's just a lot of real bad behavior out there. You know, we have a state representative who's running for re-election, Adeline Clark, whose brothers were given millions of dollars in contracts out there. There's all sorts of things that go on out there, and a lot of people who've been suspended or left or retired under a cloud, and it's just been a mess.
And part of the pressure has come from the feds on this, right?
Well, it has come from the feds to a degree, but you know, it's one of these things that they put pressure, but then they don't do certain things, and there's a potential at this point that HUD may take the whole thing over.
So
we don't know that. That's a potential. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's certainly more potential for that occurring now.
And for those who are new to the conversation, in the end, who loses out at the end of the day when all these shenanigans are happening?
Well, the people who lose out are the people who need public housing. Mm-hmm. And that's really the problem. And I think, you know, you look at the way it's been handled over the years, and you look at some of the public housing developments that were just allowed to fall into total disrepair, and you see there are, I can't remember, it's over 1,000 families, I think, on waiting lists around here. It is a real problem. It has been a problem. It's a big budget, and you know, I know that they've got new people on the board trying to handle some things out there, but the fact that this new director's already looking like he's on his way out is not
things
moving in the right direction.
That's for sure. I got to ask you about, before we wrap up this morning too, the story that just had me bum-fuzzled this week, Rob, and that is the all the years of your reporting on the Hank and goings on between the Bay Bears and the city, all my years of talking about it on the radio, talking about Hank Aaron Stadium and improvements, and the Bay Bears went this and that, and the you know, the city owns Hank Aaron Stadium. I never did once question if the city also owned the land underneath Hank Aaron Stadium.
Yeah, I didn't either, but you know, I guess it's one of those things you don't really think about. But you know, I talked with Dale Leash about that some, and he said, you know, he's our city reporter, and he doesn't think that's a very likely possibility of anything, that of the stadium being knocked down. I mean, I think you still have land out there that's not even being used yet.
No, but the option is there. It's just, I guess it's looking at it and that kind of contract and saying, you know, signed off on, and yes, they, you know, want to get the Bay Bears here and all that, but that line item, I mean, if you have a piece of, you have a building that you're going to be required by a tenant to be putting money into, mm-hmm. it just, for, in a private sector setting, I would really be bothered by putting all this investment into something that I didn't own the land underneath, unless there was some kind of guarantee of me, you know, breaking even.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not a great, I mean, I guess on the surface to guys like us, it doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense. I don't, you know, I look at it and say, gosh, that makes about as much sense as building a cruise ship terminal without a long-term contract. You know, those things don't make a lot of sense to me, you know, in a business setting. I wouldn't want to go in and say, yeah, I'd like to buy a building, but somebody else owns the land underneath it and can tear it down if they want to. Those types of things don't make a lot of sense. But again, I don't know in the larger context of things if that's a normal situation, but it does certainly seem to put the city at a disadvantage.
That's for sure. All right. People want to, I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for a motivation to make sure you stop by and pick up a Lagniappe, this story about 25 years since the Sunset Limited crash and the stories in there is a really must read in the new Lagniappe. Tell folks where they can pick it up.
You can pick it up all over town, all over Mobile, Baldwin County, in about 1,500 different locations in those pink and purple boxes. You can also check us out online at lagniappemobile.com. And if you want to have it delivered to your home for $1 a week, you know, it helps promote great journalism and keeps you from having to walk around out in the street looking for a newspaper. So go to our website and sign up for home delivery.
There it is. Rob, I appreciate it, man. We'll check back soon.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Rob Holbert checking in from Lagniappe, 848. We're coming right back. Right, 852 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Got good news for you if you need a break from the heat. I'll give that to you in just a little bit. Also have good news for you tonight, Monday through Thursday. So tonight, Thursday night, still included at the original Oyster House Causeway location. You get $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, 5 to 7 in the evening every Monday through Thursday at the Causeway location at the original Oyster House. Of course, after that, you can just transition into a great seafood meal, or you maybe just have a little post-work meeting or something like that. $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, every Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Original Oyster House on the Causeway. Check them out online, originaloysterhouse.com, for more information, or just go over there and like them on Facebook. Okay, this is coming from James Spann, so meteorologist up in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Who, talking about
suspenders wearing,
yes,
James Spann.
I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I've met him a time or two. I'd love to get him on the show. I'm still working on that. And hopefully if he's down in our area sometime, I'll get him in here on the midday show, because he's an entertaining guy, too. Real smart. Has his Alabama News Center website, where he puts up additional weather stories, said next week.
Yes.
Next week. You heard a little mention of that with Captain Bobby. This is like, I don't want to predict something. I'm telling you what James Spann says. So if it doesn't happen, don't get on me. Says the coverage of scattered showers and thunderstorms will gradually increase. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday looks fairly wet. And the approach of a long-awaited cold front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Said no one ever.
Great news.
What? Listen, you're outvoted right now. 2-3.
I'm used to it.
2-1.
I am a woman who stands on her own island.
I know.
I'm
okay
with it.
And I'm going to the island to the north where it's a little cooler. Says, okay, now he's in the Birmingham market, but I mean, obviously it's going to affect the state. He said it will be noticeably cooler Thursday, Friday noticeably cooler, with highs dropping, and this is up there, into the upper 70s. Maybe that means we're in the mid-80s, maybe?
I'll take that.
Early morning lows will drop well down into the 50s, with the 40s possible for colder spots across northern Alabama. So does that make us 85, 60?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
If we add 5 to 10 degrees to that,
you guys are missing out. You know why the hot weather is so beautiful?
No, please do tell.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Because it doubles as cardio. Think about all
the sweat, by the way,
that is just leaving your pores and your body, and you are losing weight.
Okay, that is...
And you're ridding yourself of toxins.
Yes, but it's not cardio. I agree. Like, I'm... Here's the problem. I can go outside and sweat a gallon or two, but I'm trying to get ready for a trip coming up.
Okay.
Right? And it is so hot, and I like to walk. That's my thing. I walk long distance, you know, mm-hmm. for my exercise. I get stuff done even in the afternoon. I go, I am not, it is just, I'm a Gulf Coast kid. And I said, you know, it's just, when it's 96, 97, mm-hmm. I'm like, no, thank you.
Maybe that's why we're different, because I'm from Michigan, and for so many years
right,
I had to deal
froze.
With negative temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So I embrace this. I love it hot.
Yes, yes. Well, that's
cardio.
But I didn't have to deal
change
with that.
Change your mindset.
So.
Think positive.
Yeah, I'm positive that next week we're going to get a cold front come in and improve things. Let's see. Also on our list, I want to give you a heads up here. This is coming up in October, but we mentioned it. Somebody who has been a guest on my show over the years, and one of our local heroes who passed away last week. Now, memorial services have been set for famed World War II veteran Glenn Frazier. The services will be in October 26th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park at the Aircraft Pavilion. Interment service will follow at Alabama State Veterans Cemetery on Highway 225 in Spanish Fort. Frazier was a survivor of the Bataan Death March. I remember having him here and talking about it. If I can go back, we weren't podcasting all those years ago, but if I have that recording, and see if I can get it, we'll air it on one of the shows. Just the accounting there. He joined the Army at the age of 16. Wow. 16. What were you doing at 16?
Not that.
I was barely getting over, like, learning to tie my shoes, right? He joined the Army at age 16, and by the time he turned 17, he was serving in the Philippines. He was captured not long after the Japanese captured the Philippines. He was a prisoner of war for 3.5 years. He died over the weekend Saturday at the age of 94. But the services will be next month, October 26th. So if you're going to be part of that, put that on the calendar. We'll talk about it as it gets closer. We'll remind folks.
So thankful for his service. For those who weren't able to meet him, just being able to read about his, from his bio standpoint, how he chose to go, you know, toward danger. Yeah, at such a young age.
And the thing, I mean, you know, you just go, if you get his story, or just go look at what happened during the Bataan Death March and see what situations people were enduring then. Brutal doesn't even, I mean, it's beyond brutal. It's not even like, you got to get an accounting of it. It's unbelievable what these prisoners of war went through. All right, 8:58, we're out of here. Be back in tomorrow morning, bright and early for Mobile Mornings. Be back for Midday Mobile today at noon.
We're going to party all day, though.
It is, and yeah. I see the activity on Twitter celebrating Dalton's birthday.
Yeah.
I can do that, and a lot of people on the text line you can read through wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody. So, yeah. 27 years old.
And wish your mom a happy birthday, too, because without her, there'd be no you.
That's a good point.
There you go.
Very good point.
So Dalton's mom, happy birthday.
Mama birthday. Or
Ray. All right. Laura Ingram Show on the way next. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com, Facebook/fmtalk1065, and on Twitter as well, @fmtalk1065.